السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. جماعت احمدیہ یو کے جلسہ سالانہ کا دنیا کو بڑا انتظار رہتا ہے، کیونکہ جیسا کہ میں نے گزشتہ خطبے میں بھی بتایا تھا،
The world eagerly awaits the UK Jalsa Salana, that is the annual convention. As I also explained in the last week's khutbah, that is the Friday sermon, due to Khilafat being here, this Jalsa has a central status. Furthermore, because of its geographical location, a population of the world are unable to derive greater benefit from the proceedings of the Jalsa. Although Germany and other European countries, in terms of their time zone, are very near to London. However, people around the world have better awareness of London time, or they find it easier to relate to. This is because, for a long period of time, the British ruled over many countries of the world. Also, London is such a hub where it is relatively easier for people to commute to and fro from. This is also an importance here that due to the easy accessibility of London, there is greater international representation at the Jalsa Salana, UK. In any case, the importance of the UK Jalsa Salana is evident. We observe that in the last few days, with the grace of the Almighty Allah, the UK Jalsa Salana reached a successful conclusion. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Normally, in the khutbah, that is the Friday sermon, which I deliver after the Jalsa Salana, I mention two subject matters. Firstly is the subject of gratitude. This includes gratefulness to Allah the Almighty and also gratitude to the workers of the Jalsa Salana. Secondly, certain weaknesses, shortcomings and deficiencies are identified which emerge during the Jalsa Salana. This is to improve the circumstances for future Jalsas and to enable any shortcomings to be removed. In terms of gratefulness to Allah the Supreme, this year, through the grace of Allah the Almighty, He provided such opportunities to Jamaat-e-Ahmadiyya, that is the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, through which the message of Ahmadiyyat, in other words, the true Islam, reached the corners of the earth. Allah the Almighty enabled the message of true Islam to reach such places which would otherwise have been difficult for the message to be conveyed to. The manifestation of the blessings and graces of God were also experienced during my various tours. I mentioned this during my tours and also in the Friday sermons after the tours. This incessant sequence of the blessings and grace of God this year was witnessed in Europe, in Africa, in America and Britain by all during the UK Jalsa Salana also. Every single person witnessed, felt and acquired these blessings. Every single day and every single opportunity displays to us new paths of gratitude. Therefore, it behoves us that we tread upon these paths of gratitude. May every grace, may every blessing, may every reward, may every succor and help from Allah the Almighty always take us to new stations of gratefulness and gratitude. Out of our gratitude to God, may we become those who receive further rewards and blessings of Allah. For it is a promise of Allah the Almighty that if you become grateful to Him, you will receive further rewards and blessings. God Almighty states, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will surely bestow more favors on you. Thus, Allah the Almighty bestows His favors and bounties, and He provides opportunities for this. It is Allah's servant who, out of ungratefulness, at times is deprived of Allah the Almighty's bounties and rewards. Therefore, gratitude benefits man himself. That is, when a believer expresses gratitude to God. Allah the Almighty is Ghani, He is self-sufficient. He is without dependence. He requires no help, nor does He need any reward. He does not need the gratitude of His servants. He is the master of all powers and all wealth. Henceforth, what need does such a being have of our gratitude or our gratefulness? But when Allah the Almighty bestows His blessings upon man, He also sees whether man is grateful to Him or not. If they become grateful to Him, then the blessings and rewards continuously increase. For example, with reference to Hazrat Sulaiman, that is Solomon, peace be upon him, the Holy Quran states that when he observed the blessings of Allah the Almighty, he stated, لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. That he may try me, whether I am grateful or ungrateful. And whosoever is grateful for the good of his own soul. But whosoever is ungrateful, truly my Lord is self-sufficient, generous. Thus this gratitude to God is for the purpose of obtaining blessings and rewards and inculcating the demonstration of high morals. If you are grateful, you will receive further rewards and your morals will improve. However, it is the misfortune of a worldly person that he forgets God at times of happiness and at the time of receiving blessings and rewards. At first he remembers God, however after he obtains the blessings and rewards, he forgets God. Sometimes a selfish ego tells a person that all your success is because of your own personal efforts, is because of your excellent planning, and is because of the work carried out by your team. But Allah the Almighty states in the Holy Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that few of my servants are grateful. A real mu'min, that is a real believer, is truly grateful to Allah the Almighty. We Ahmadis who have accepted the Imam of this age are amongst those servants who are always grateful to God Almighty. Indeed, we should be grateful as such. The torrential shower of God's blessings that is raining down upon the Jamaat encourages and reassures the Jamaat that as a community we are amongst those servants who show gratitude when receiving the rewards and blessings of God. We utter Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah after any reward or blessing is received. Furthermore, we attribute all success to the blessings and grace of God the Supreme. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, from the level of the office holders to ordinary workers, I have witnessed many such devout and sincere persons who have very emotionally and tearfully attribute their success and improvement in their work to the blessings and grace of Allah the Almighty. Thus, as long as such grateful servants of God keep on being produced, as long as we continue to be the grateful servants of God, we will continue to witness the shower of blessings of Allah the Almighty raining upon us. As long as our tongues are immersed with the utterance of the words of Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. As long as our hearts remain in prostration out of the blessings received by Allah the Almighty, we will continue to receive the bounties and favors of Allah the Almighty. Therefore, every duty worker, every officer, every participant of the Jalsa, and every Ahmadi who partook in the Jalsa Salana through MTA should sing the songs of praise and gratitude of the blessings of Allah the Almighty. Whilst expressing and displaying gratitude to Allah the Supreme, we should all prostrate before God. The extent of the rainfall of the blessings of Allah the Almighty is aligned to the extent of our sincerity of our prostrations. The more we sincerely prostrate to God Almighty, the more will our steps march towards progress. The greater understanding and perception will we attain of the attributes of Allah the Almighty, and its blessings will initiate upon us. Thus, a new series and sequence of the blessings and praise of Allah the Almighty will commence. Further, God the Supreme has explained, those who are grateful to God witness the manifestation of new signs. Today, we can firmly state that the shower of blessings of Allah the Almighty and the sequence of ceaseless blessings are being witnessed by Jamaat Ahmadiyya alone. Otherwise, the human endeavors of the opponents against the Ahmadiyya Muslim community and the greater numbers of our opponents in comparison to the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. The wealth of treasures possessed by the opponents of our community, the vast financial resources that are held by our opponents, the governments that are striving to try to eliminate us, the manner in which the innocent public are being incited against us, which especially in Pakistan has reached the most intense levels. And thus it can be stated that the opponents of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community are leaving no stone unturned in their attempts to wipe out the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. If Allah the Almighty's continuous blessings and signs were not with the Jamaat, the human endeavors of the opponents would have eliminated the community long ago. These people of low intellect do not understand that in this age, this alone is a Jamaat of gratitude. When they witness the blessings of Allah the Almighty, they bow down in prostration in gratitude to God the Supreme. Subsequently, this attracts the blessings of Allah the Almighty further. When they raise their heads after being in prostration, they once again bow down in prostration in praise and gratitude. This indeed was a blessed model established by our master and guide, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in terms of how to display gratitude. Allah the Almighty is the master of ceaseless treasures. He continuously bestows from amongst those treasures. Therefore, this is a never-ending sequence of blessings and bounties and favors, which by the grace of Allah the Almighty is established upon the Jamaat. If only the opponents would understand this point and would leave off contending with God. Which of the blessings should be mentioned which have been showered upon the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat this year? From where can that tongue be brought which would express gratitude adequately to Allah the Supreme? The promised Messiah alayhi salam has said in a poetic couplet, "From where do I summon the eloquence that would aptly convey my profound thankfulness?" Therefore, we can never truly discharge that gratitude to God. However, we can most certainly make efforts to do so. We should perpetually go on displaying this gratitude so that we can perpetually obtain and attain the rewards and blessings of Allah the Almighty. May God the Almighty enable this most important subject matter to remain embedded from generation to generation, and may our actions go on demonstrating this. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, even a cursory glance at God's blessings form a very lengthy list which requires our gratefulness. Or it demands of us that we express and display gratitude. In some places, listening and reading reports of the schools and hospitals run by the Jamaat and their progress compel us to displaying gratitude. In places, the peaceful faces of the cured patients from Jamaat-run hospitals and their prayerful words for the Jamaat draws our attention to gratitude. In other places, the joy and exuberance of disadvantaged and poor children at being provided with the facility of water supply, which is provided through our service to humanity, makes us express gratitude. These children of 7 or 8 years old who would have to walk 2 or 3 miles to fetch water, but now they have water supply on their doorsteps. They are grateful to the Jamaat. Subsequently, the Jamaat, in turn, is grateful to God. In some places, we hear of the progress of the Jamaat in acquiring mission houses and mosques. We are thus grateful to God. We glorify God and prostrate before Him when we hear amazing incidents of enhancement and strengthening of faith. At times, we are led to gratitude to God for the means and resources and enablement to take full benefit for them for the completion of the propagation of the faith. What incredible facilities Allah the Almighty has provided to the Jamaat today, which 20 or 30 years previously could not have been even envisaged. At times, we express praise and gratitude to Allah the Almighty upon the point that every year Allah the Almighty grants us a new country where the seed of Ahmadiyyat is planted. Thus, we witness and testify to this revelation to the promised Messiah alayhi salam from God Almighty, "I shall cause thy message to reach the ends of the earth." At times, we witness hundreds of thousands of sincere and devout persons enter the Ahmadiyya Muslim community and thus fall down in prostration to God. That on the one side, the opponents have raised a storm of indecent opposition. However, even amongst these very opponents, such people are raising up who are dripping with sentiments of devotion and sincerity. They invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as upon his true and ardent devotee, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace. No opposition or persecution can hinder them from accepting the truth. There was a fear of the attendance at the Jalsa this year. Perhaps they thought that this year there would be half the attendance as compared to the previous year, because the schools had now opened, the parents were busy and might not be able to come. But Allah the Almighty bestowed His extraordinary blessings and embarrassed us that you are underestimating the sincerity and devotion of the members of the Jama'at. Thus, how can we possibly express our gratitude to God? Every duty worker and every attendee of the Jalsa Salana is also grateful to Allah the Almighty that the Jalsa was successful in every respect. In fact, some write to me and some inform me that as compared to previous year, this Jalsa in every respect seemed better. Thus, how can it be that witnessing all of this, we do not become the servants of God? We are also grateful to God the Exalted that, generally speaking, every attendee of the Jalsa remained in good health and returned home safely. I have just mentioned some aspects. If I go into the details, it will take up lengthy time, and pages upon pages can be filled pertaining to the blessings of God descending upon us. In short, this is an incessant sequence of the blessings of Allah the Almighty that compels us towards gratitude. This provides us with insight and perception of true gratefulness. This subject matter of gratefulness is for the organizers, is for the duty workers, and is also for every participant of the Jalsa Salana. That we should become grateful to God. That is, if we want to become true servants of His. During the Jalsa, such a sequence commences that makes people grateful to God. This is what should happen, and this does happen. These include the male and female workers of the Jalsa Salana. This includes the workers of different departments. They provide accommodation facilities for the guests. They provide washroom and shower facilities for them. They organize transport. They arrange for the food for the guests. They also organize a facility of serving food to the guests. There is also the work of cleaning up after the food. They also provide security, for which Khuddam al-Ahmadiyya are always active. This year, many new guests, including non-Muslims and senior dignitaries from various countries, as well as those guests who attend each year, say that, generally speaking, the organization of the Jalsa was greatly improved upon the previous year. For this also, we are grateful to God. We are also grateful to the duty workers who played their role in this respect. There was quite a lot of improvements across the board in various departments this year. This should be our hallmark and distinction, that each year our arrangement should be improved upon the previous year. There can never be a guarantee in human work that there will be 100% perfection, or that they will be perfectly improved. They can never be 100% perfect. Nor can a human himself or herself ever be 100% perfect. Only the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was completely perfect. Apart from him, there was no other person who was a perfect man. Yet still, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that God the Almighty has made me perfect in religious matters, but not in worldly matters for which I have not been guided. Thus, due to us being humans, there will be, of course, shortcomings and deficiencies in our work. However, if we remain ever prepared to improve and correct our shortcomings, then our steps will always march towards improvement. For the world, our work seems of an excellent level. However, we should realize that there is always room for improvement. A Nigerian chief who came to attend the Jalsa stated that in this temporary arrangement where a small city has to be formed, it could not have been made better or there could not be any more improvement in it. However, although we are most certainly grateful to that guest and we express gratitude to Allah the Almighty, that purely and solely out of His grace and blessings, a guest departed happy with us. However, we cannot ever state that this was our pinnacle that we have achieved. Our efforts are always in search of greatest betterment, improvements and excellence. This time, the foreign guests, amongst whom a large proportion were of non-Muslim guests, were accommodated in the new building of Jamia Ahmadiyya. This was instead of obtaining a place on rent or accommodating them in a hotel. The new building of Jamia Ahmadiyya was purchased newly a few months previously. Aside from having vast capacity in terms of accommodation, it is also located in a beautiful area. It is upon a hilltop and deep inside woodland. I normally say to those coming from abroad that go and visit this excellent new property acquired by the Jamaat. It is also near residential area. Whoever visits this place and sees it always leaves praising it. This is also amongst the blessings of Allah the Almighty that He has bestowed this year upon the Jamaat. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, we acquired this at an extraordinarily low price. This was previously used as a hotel and also for various conferences. Thus, this fulfilled the objective of accommodation in a most excellent manner. Various of our non-Muslim foreign dignitaries and guests, amongst whom were also ministers, stayed here. They greatly praised the arrangement and also the location. These respected guests also said amongst their views that from the children who in the Jalsagar were serving water, to the elder duty workers, we witness all of them cheerfully engaged in their work. Thus, these are their views. The workers should also be grateful to these guests, who only observe the good aspects amongst them, because there are deficiencies and shortcomings in everyone. This is also the magnanimity and open-mindedness of the guests, that they express gratitude to their hosts in an excellent manner. They express this thankfulness with the pinnacle and deep sentiments. As always, a non-Muslim guest praise the organization and system of the Jalsa, the atmosphere, and the compassion and generosity of the Ahmadis. This was also applicable this year. Where we should express gratitude to Allah the Almighty, I also express His gratitude, as should every Ahmadi. There, all the attendees of the Jalsa should also express thankfulness to the duty workers. I also express my thankfulness to the duty workers who day and night ran this system of the Jalsa and ran it in a most excellent manner. May Allah the Almighty grant all of them a most excellent reward. Also, the administration and organizers should also be thankful to all the participants of the Jalsa Salana. They understood the purpose of the Jalsa Salana. They also cooperated with all the duty workers and organizers. They did this so this entire system could run in an excellent manner and without any major problems. This time, one of the aspects that the ordinary guest praised was the cleanliness of the toilets and the excellent system and facility provided. This time, many wrote to me of the excellent facility of warm water provided in the toilets and showers. Previously, even in the heat, they would shower with cold water and still feel cold. However, this time, because of the availability of warm water, they were able to shower properly. This time, the officer Joseph Salana gave special attention to the system and administration of cleanliness, and a separate department and assignment was formed. This experiment was, alhamdulillah, successful. Secondly, generally speaking, people praise the sound system in the Jalsa Gah. The system of providing sound is most vital. If this system does not properly work, then the purpose of coming to Jalsa dies altogether. This is because people come to listen to the teachings of Allah and the Messenger. If this is not possible, then it will simply be a noisy fanfare. Generally speaking, the reports received are that people are satisfied in the main part of the men's marquee with the sound. Although I have not yet received any complaint from the lady side in this regard, however, when I myself went to the lady side, the system for the sound reaching the stage was very poor. I could not properly hear the recitation of the Holy Quran and the recitation of the poem properly at all. The organizers need to give attention to this for the next time. Similarly, I received one complaint from the men's side on the stage that the sound was not reaching there properly during certain speeches. Although the one who raised the complaint said that perhaps this is the fault of my ear, but I do not believe this is so. In any case, the system of the sound on the stage is not proper. Just as efforts are made for the sound to reach properly in various parts of the marquee and outside, similarly, there should be suitable arrangements for the sound to reach the stage. If this is not possible, then the central representatives who number 250 or 300 who are seated on the stage should not be seated there. Instead, they should be seated in front and listen to it properly. There should also be such a system in the children's marquee, where at least in one part there should be good sound, so that those who want to listen to the Jalsa Salana, that is, the mother of the children, should be able to. This complaint is often received that people cannot hear the sound properly due to the noisy environment there. Although the sound system can be improved and made louder, if technical assistance is required in this regard, then it should be obtained from any professional. In this respect, I should also mention that I drew attention to the sound system in the Kendara Jalsa Salana. At the occasion of Eid, in that very hall where the Jalsa is normally held, they had also organized for the Eid. The reports I have received from both the administration and the members there is that with the grace of the Almighty Allah, there has been great improvement in the sound system. 90 or 95% of that system has now been rectified. This has only occurred because their attention has been drawn in this regard. Otherwise, they were not giving due heed in this respect. Through better professionals, they carried out this work, and this has led to improvement. Therefore, the department that deals with audio and sound is most important. We should give great significance to the quality of sound. They should never be compromised in this regard. Even most trivial of shortcomings should be removed. The reason why I have mentioned Canada here is because they were mentioned twice in the Friday sermons. For this reason, the administration were extremely perturbed. Now that they have done some good work, they should also be praised. Generally speaking, the food arrangements were very good. However, according to the reports I have received, the food was sometimes delayed in arriving. One set of people ate food, but when the second set of people came, there was a delay in the food arriving and in the food being served. Perhaps the food was not prepared on time. Whatever the reasons were, the officer of Jalsa Salana should investigate that why did this occur. Attention should also be given in this regard. Those who are tasked with serving the food can only serve the food, can only discharge the right of hospitality when they have the food to serve. The poor, young duty workers, because of their shortcoming, were themselves sometimes embarrassed before the guests. In the same respect, I did not receive any complaints regarding the food marquee, but one day I went to check myself. There I saw that with a lot of difficulty people were standing and eating the food. They were squeezed amongst each other. The space was too tight. Due to this, at times there is a possibility of the curry falling upon the other people's clothes. This becomes a means of embarrassment and can also lead to sometimes unpleasant situations. This is why the organizers should note this down. In future, the dining marquee should be larger and there should be more space between the food tables. Any saving through which guests are inflicted with difficulty are no use to us. There should be no savings of this type. Generally speaking, the reports from the ladies' side were very good. However, one department of the ladies, especially that which was under the Tabshir, which in this respect was a central department. It cannot be called a local Lajna. So in this central department of the ladies under the supervision of Tabshir, I have received a report that they were inappropriately treated harshly and some foreign guests were treated rudely. This report was especially received from the Arabs. A bad attitude was displayed to those who came to attend the Tabshir dinner. One lady who had come as a guest from Singapore, she came to attend the dinner. For some reason, she had a wheeler in her hand. She was mistreated. Things could have been explained to her in a calm and gentle manner. If the wheeler was not allowed, it could have been explained to her in a decent manner that do not bring it inside or put it on the side somewhere, and arrangements could have been made for this. In this respect, more than the administration of the Jalsa, this is the fault of Tabshir. Thus, Tabshir should seek forgiveness from these people and should say istighfar themselves. There is a language problem with the Arabs especially and also others. There are guests who come from Singapore and Indonesia, both men and women, and guests who come from elsewhere. Where there is a problem with language, there is a need for great sensitivity. There was a complaint that was made profusely previously, but this time there are only very few complaints in this regard. This was that when some mothers would bring their children into the main marquee, then instead of stopping the mothers, the children were grabbed and forcibly taken outside by those female duty workers whose task it is to maintain discipline. This is an entirely wrong approach. This is something that can frighten the child for life, and this can also lead them to having disdain towards the Jalsa. If children of the ages of 5 or 6 enter the ladies' marquee, there is no harm. Normally, children of that age do not make noise. The few who do make noise are able to be controlled by the parents. Young girls, especially in this regard, show a lot of decency and discipline. If still noise is made by the children, then politely the mothers should be told to remove the children. However, there should not be strictness or harshness by any of the duty workers in this regard. In every respect, in every place, we should demonstrate our high morals. An inquiry should be carried out into all the relevant departments in this regard. This should then be noted down in the Red Book. When future arrangements are being made for the Jalsa Salana, then all these shortcomings should be kept in view. For even these minor carelessness overshadows all the excellent and good works. If we are to progress, then we need to pay serious attention to these matters. And most certainly we are to progress. Thus, the administration and organizers should pay heed to this. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, I am receiving congratulatory letters from all over the world, and all Ahmadis all across the globe are extremely thankful to the workers of MTA. Because of them, they were able to participate in the Jalsa and were enabled an opportunity to watch all the other programs. This time, people greatly praise the programs that were aired on MTA in between the Jalsa proceedings in terms of their high standard and content. I did not watch these programs, but perhaps I will watch the recordings, because people say they were programs with a lot of variety and of very high standard. May Allah the Almighty greatly bless all those who prepared and took part in these programs, those who made efforts for the world of Ahmadiyyat to remain attached to MTA during these days. MTA Al-Arabiya also had live Jalsa coverage, which was very well received. This year also, MTA Online has been increased in its scope. According to the reports, in excess of 300,000 people viewed the Jalsa proceedings online. In short, in sum total, there were great and manifold blessings and favors of Allah the Almighty bestowed upon us, which were felt by all the participants of the Jalsa, and through MTA and the internet was also felt by all the Ahmadis all across the world. May Allah the Almighty continuously enhance these blessings. May we be included amongst those who are truly grateful to God the Supreme. May these blessings be perpetual, and may the Jalsa of next year come to bring even further blessings for us. There is a need for great prayers for the world of Islam today. Remember the Muslim countries and all the Muslim people most profusely in your prayers. They are continuously being trapped in the net, for one, because of their greed, and also because of the self-serving interests, and also due to the anti-Islamic powers. In every single respect, this is crippling the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community at large, and they are not even comprehending what is happening to them. Deliberate occasions are created for disorder, and instead of the Muslims reacting in the proper manner, they react inappropriately and are inflicting further difficulties and problems upon themselves. May Allah the Almighty protect and safeguard them in every respect. Pray most profusely for this. May Allah the Almighty grant wisdom to the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community at large, that they follow the teaching that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam provided to us. After the Friday prayers, I will lead some funeral prayers. One is a funeral prayer that is present here. The first of Master Malik Muhammad Alam Sahib, who is a retired teacher of Dalim al-Islam College. At present, he was in Sheffield, UK. He died at the age of 73. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Because of the preaching efforts of his uncle, after great investigation and study, he accepted Ahmadiyyat in 1960. Instead of joining civil work, he made efforts to shift to Rabwa so that he could work in a Jamaat school. He first worked in a Jamaat primary school and then in a Jamaat high school. He was a very pious Ahmadi who was most regular and profuse in his prayers. He performed the Tahajjud prayers and was very devout. He has also served in various different offices within the Jamaat. He had come to Sheffield for a few years. There he was a secretary of Asaya. He was very keen on preaching. His mother and also brother had become Ahmadi due to his preaching efforts. He would go for preaching efforts in the areas around Rabwa, and this bore some fruit. He had to face some court cases due to this preaching, but Allah the Almighty enabled him to be acquitted. He had deep study of the books of the Promised Messiah, in whom be peace. He had memorized many extracts by heart, those that were required. He had a deep connection of love and devotion with Khilafat. He leaves behind three sons and two daughters. One of his brothers is Al-Muballigh Silsila, Muhammad Akram Sahib, a missionary serving in Manchester here. The second funeral is of Mukarram Muhammad Nawaz Sahib, son of Ahmed Ali Sahib. Muhammad Nawaz Sahib's father, Ahmed Ali Sahib, took to bear the Pledge of Allegiance in 1950 at the hand of Hazrat Khalif Dumasi Sani, the second Khalifa of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. He was a very sincere and devout Ahmadi, that is his father. Muhammad Nawaz Sahib was a constable in the police.
और वालवन ख्याल यही है
He and his children are very closely attached to the Jamaat. It is believed that perhaps he was on his duty in the very recent past. He was traveling on the motorbike. Two unknown assailants shot him. The bullets hit his head and he was martyred on the spot. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is believed that this was due to the opposition against the Jamaat. May Allah the Almighty give patience and endurance to his children also. His colleagues would also praise his work. He leaves behind a widow, two sons and three daughters. May Allah the Almighty treat the deceased with forgiveness and compassion and increase his status. The third funeral is a funeral in absentia. This is a Mukarrama Kuryaba Sahiba, who was a Sadr Lajna of Gambia. She was the Sadr Lajna of the Gambia Jamaat for a long time, and she passed away on the night between the 7th and 8th August. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. 1 week previous, she became severely ill in the hospital, but her health could not be restored. She was the wife of the late former Naib Amir, that is the Vice President of the Gambia Jamaat, Alio Amba Sahib. Due to the circumstances there, she had permission to work as a Sadr for a long period of time. Thus, for 13 years, she served as the Sadr Lajna in Gambia. She strengthened the Lajna there in every respect. She initiated Ijtima, she organized the Lajna there to a great degree. She always hearkened to every service of the Jamaat. She was a very simple person of humble disposition and was very hard working. She would always strive to increase the financial sacrifices of the Lajna, that they should contribute to the greatest degree. She would also make great sacrifices herself. May Allah the Almighty elevate the rank of the deceased. As I stated, the funeral prayer of all the deceased will be offered. One funeral prayer is where the body is present. After the prayer, I will go downstairs for the funeral prayer. Everyone else should remain here and join with me in the funeral prayer.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.